This is Tartarus Episode 4, The Boxer. Tartarus contains a variety of sound effects and atmospheric noise, some of which may cause discomfort to listeners with sensitive hearing or distract those who are driving. This is a sci-fi horror series, with some scenes that contain physical threat, injury, gore, or violence. Links to our content warnings can be found in the episode description. Our description also contains links to the episode transcript and to detailed credits for externally sourced sounds and music.
Was it a hunter or a player that made you pay the cost, that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss? Were you tortured by your own thirst and those pleasures that you seek, that made you Tom the Curious, that made you James the Weak? Crucify Your Mind by Sixto Rodriguez.
Dear Diary, where do I begin? Life is strange these days. Working in an off-books Antarctic facility is surprisingly dull. Except for the first day when I'd lost a kidney, some of my eyesight, and almost died. Since then, stuff has been, well, boring, though Viola says.
Every day nothing happens is a win. Every boring tick of a clock, a tiny round of applause.
That said, there has been some brief moments of excitement.
DEFCON 5. We're at DEFCON 5. We are under attack.
Or we could have been. You need to be prepared for anything. Though, Ellis, I hope you know DEFCON 5 is the lowest threat level in the DEFCON system.
Viola likes to surprise me under the loose label of emergency protocol training. The list includes buckets of ice water to the face.
Need to be prepared.
Fake heart attacks.
My heart...
Oh my god, are you...
Need to be prepared.
Shooting fake creatures off my shoulder.
Wait, stop. There's something on your shoulder. Don't move.
Is it dead?
Nope. But then it never existed. Be prepared.
And placing my stapler in jelly.
Huh? What happened here? Stapler in jelly? Should have been prepared, I guess.
I sleep 8 hours, work 12, and have 4 hours downtime. In theory, at any rate, my sleep is... mixed. Meanwhile, Viola always sleeps with a fan on. Says it's for tinnitus. Once I woke her up and she drew a gun on me and said it was just emergency training protocol. But I could tell it wasn't. But, like I said, most of the time stuff's pretty boring. I wake up, iron my clothes, polish my shoes, and start my patrol. I check on every creature on level 1, make sure they haven't dissolved. Even CAD-1592. The worst ones are the least dangerous. They have open cells, so can chuck their feces. After that, I check on the state of the equipment and replace any of Ellis's parts that need it. Part of my patrol is measuring the corridors, in case they've changed dimensions. I can't tell if it's serious work or a joke. So far, none of them have changed. Then I sit in the hub and see if anything moves. When Viola's awake, we eat.
Here you go. Your lunches. Happy Meatless Monday.
Ellis, you do realise you don't get to call it Meatless Monday, right?
Why not?
Because Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every goddamn day is fucking meatless. It would only be noteworthy if there was meat.
I could make you some synthetic meat, like Seth's kidney.
I can tell the difference, Ellis. It's not the same. If I ate Seth's kidney, I could tell it's not a real kidney.
Personally, I'm a vegetarian.
Of course you are. Also, you don't get to be all high and mighty. You're a well-educated person. I shouldn't have to tell you not to forget to change toilet rolls.
I've tried to learn more about Viola, but it's been difficult. I asked her about herself when she was making one of her mandalas on the Morpheus network. Why don't you start with how you joined the army? You're a soldier, right?
Sure. Well, when I was younger, I just sort of got caught up in things. Like I was in a landslide. Easy come, easy go, you know? But then I threw all my chances away when I killed a man.
Wait, what? You killed someone?
Yeah. Put a gun against his head. Pulled the trigger. Well, you get the idea.
Huh.
So I said goodbye to everyone I knew and faced the truth. I went on the run and joined the army. Sometimes I still see the silhouette of that man. Fandango was his name, I believe.
This sounds awfully familiar. I think Queen might have written a song about your life.
Really? Do you think I could sue?
Ellis, on the other hand, is just weird.
No. I told you. The base coat goes first. You've covered up all my pale spots for the lichen. You can always add, but never remove.
Life is probably the strangest it's ever been. Yesterday, we practiced the two-key switch turn that would destroy the facility.
Right. This is when everything would blow sky high. Well done, team. Hopefully you won't need the death hand protocol this week, but if we do, we know we can.
The day before that, we had lockdown training for if soldiers stormed the facility.
This is where I taped loaded Uzi carbine under the desk in case they make it down the elevator shaft, which can be rigged to explode, by the way. This is the grenade drawer.
The day before that, I spent 4 hours wading through literal shit. Wastewater from urine and moisture in the air is condensed, purified, and then recycled / broken down by electrolysis. We also have carbon dioxide scrubbers and a hydroponics garden Ellis tends to. Solid human waste, however, well, it's collected, compressed and stored so methane gas could be extracted. The other day, the transportation element broke down, so it was my job to shovel it. This is my life now. Ow, did you just hit me with a basketball?
Be prepared for anything. Could have been a knife. Also, keep your door closed. Your writing is loud as shit. Viola out.
Hello there, new personnel of
Redacted.
I'm here to teach you about how to work with
Redacted.
In this episode, we'll be covering what to do in case of a fire. Some creatures possess pyrokinetic powers, like CA
Redacted.
In the event of a fire in the facility, it's your job to put it out. Don your firefighter gear stored in the emergency locker located in your central workstation. In accordance with regulations, fire extinguishers and hoses should be found in
Damn thing keeps eating all the tapes. Well, you get the gist.
You know, the fire drills I'm used to always boil down to head away from the fire, not head straight into it.
Welcome to the world beyond the safety net. Gone are your days of passivity. Let's see if I can find the one on earthquakes.
Do we have to watch more of these?
The quicker you get through these tapes, the less time you're a good-for-nothing oxygen thief.
Do you know what would be a better way to pass the time? You opening up like a thing that opens up, like a friendly co-worker flower.
Not happening.
That bonsai tree is way too big for the park. I appreciate the initiative, but stick with the plastic trees.
Ellis, I'm trying to teach Seth how not to be a waste of space. Can you keep the distractions down?
I will do unless there's something to tell you. Station manager.
Yes?
I have something to tell you. Supplies have been airdropped in, mainly food stock for carnivorous creatures.
Even the monsters get meat. They don't need all of it, right?
It would be against protocol for you to consume it.
Ugh. Protocol schmotocol. Fine. Do me a favour, though, and have a search for any storage units that may have food in, will you? Have another look for the mythic vending machine while you're at it.
Okay, but I can't promise much.
Can I do something other than tape watching?
I could time how long it takes you to run up the stairs to the hub.
Tapes it is, then.
Good.
Why don't you want to talk about yourself? We're going to be working together for 6 months. We should get to know each other.
Okay, fine. My mother was a tailor and my father a gambling man. My mother, she told me I should travel, that I had a long road ahead, but to never forget who I was. So I travelled from coast to coast for a while. All I needed was money in a bag. Guess where I ended up?
Where?
New Orleans, in a house they call the Rising Sun.
Screw you.
Ah, found the next tape. I can summarise it as stop, drop and hold. But we'll watch it anyway. You'll see. It'll just fly by.
Hello there, new personnel of
Redacted.
I'm here to teach you about how to work with Redacted.
How come everything we have contains the word redacted?
How come you question the need for everything?
It's in my nature.
Well, it's in the nature of highly secretive organisations to redact things.
I'm still not 100% clear who I work for. Was that company just a front?
Who can say? I'm going for E4 again, Ellis.
Ah, your usual opening.
Just play.
C5.
C3. See? We're playing differently. Haven't done the Alapin variation of the Sicilian for a while.
Will we ever return to games a three-dimensional go?
You know my mind can't think about surrounding complex shapes in three dimensions well. I don't have algorithms to lean on.
Ugh. You that hungry?
I can't help it when I have to live off grass like an animal.
You'd rather eat meat? Like, not an animal?
You're actually starting to look increasingly appetizing. It's that Castaway Island thing where you start seeing meter vision. Soon you'll just be a giant ham to me.
Maybe if you didn't wolf your food, you wouldn't be as hungry.
The human body is crude and incapable of distinguishing between thirst and hunger. You should try drinking water sometimes instead. It may go away.
All right, you two, no need to gang up on me. I'll have you know, Seth, I don't wolf. I just believe in the economy of motion. I'd honestly consider dog food at this point. You have no idea how long I've lived off vegetables and food pills. Have you had any luck on the food front, Ellis? There's got to be some store somewhere.
I found a few old chambers on the original blueprints which could be storage. One of them's still draining an amount of power indicative of refrigeration.
That's what I like to hear. Indicative of refrigeration. The words of my dreams.
Is it really that hard to be veggie for you?
Look, this job is without a doubt one of the worst on this stinking planet. So all I ask is that I don't have to eat stir fry or pasta every single day. Or soup. I just want to be able to have some proper food.
Some of the fake meats they do these days are so good, I bet you couldn't tell the difference.
I could. Don't try me. They're all made of soy anyway. I don't want meat made out of beans. We're omnivores. We weren't designed to live without it.
Yes, but we weren't designed to fly. We still do that. And anyway, you can live without meat easily. By not eating it, you're doing the planet a favour.
I'm protecting the planet every day from the creatures locked up in here. I don't need to protect it from my diet, too.
Just give me my vegetables, then we'll time you up the stairs to the hub.
That's not fair.
Neither is my life. You don't hear me complaining about it more than 40% of the time.
How fast was that?
2:32. About 3 times slower than the average creature. With a 30-second head start, it would only catch you about halfway up.
I'm not faster than Usain Bolt. How am I meant to run up steps faster than a literal monster?
That's where the use of firearms comes in.
I told you, I don't do guns. I want to study the creatures, not kill them.
Did you not want to kill CAD-1592 when you had Ellis crush it with an industrial press?
I told Ellis not to crush it all the way. They told me it had regenerating properties anyway.
Really? Even after it blinded you, destroyed your kidney, and wanted to do unspeakable things to your body?
Even then, yes. I'm a scientist. I grew up on Star Trek. It's what we do. When do I get to start the studying and experiment side?
When you've got the just existing here part down, and I know you won't jeopardise my life and the security of this facility. If it makes you feel better, Alice is monitoring your vitals as part of a medical experiment.
What experiment?
To see how our bodies are adjusting.
To what?
To Tartarus. It has effects. Small ones. But they're there. Like the corridors changing dimensions. Right, it's time for me to do my workout for the day.
You don't just get to walk away from conversations about how our bodies are part of a medical experiment.
Watch me.
Is this where you work out? By the lake?
Why not?
Seems more dramatic than practical.
Training on a non-level surface keeps things varied.
So you're practicing boxing?
No, just general training.
Kung fu?
I don't practice a style. I live a mindset.
What?
Water can flow, or it can crash.
I did kung fu for a while. I was quite good when I was young, though my sister was better.
Great. Maybe I'll pour one out at the funeral for the once fluid person you were. That is, before you were crammed full of the classical mess that is a style.
Do you do board breaking?
No point. Boards don't hit back.
Does the punching bag?
It offers a consistent resistance. Sometimes I get Ellis to make training dummies that hit back. Other times I use Mook Yanjong to simulate fighting against a fallen person.
Can you teach me some of your non-style mindset, then?
You're aware how distracting you are being right now, right?
Come on, just teach me one thing.
Fine. I'll teach you the biggest lesson I can. You see this finger, Seth?
Yeah, I see it.
Tell me what you see.
What do you mean? I see a finger?
No. That's what you see by thinking. What do you see by feeling?
See by feeling? That sounds dumb.
If you look at the finger, you should see it in context. Don't ever lose yourself to the existence of one thing alone. You should see the finger and the world beyond it.
The subglacial lake.
Concentrate on the finger, and you miss all that natural beauty.
Huh. Ow, what was that for?
But concentrate too hard on the natural beauty, and you forget the hand. It's a fine line. Hey, throw me that broom over there.
Okay. Why is there a broom out here?
I don't know. The ants leave things places. I leave things some places. Who knows why anything is anywhere, you know?
Catch.
Thanks. On guard.
You look silly, you know.
Honestly, I don't care. You've got to be able to fight with whatever you have at hand. Silly looking or not. I'd rather look silly than dead. Speaking of which, are you carrying the earbuds I gave you?
No, I forgot.
You need to carry them at all times. If CAD-8452 ever escapes, you will need to put them in as soon as you're alerted.
Fine. So, I was wondering, who taught your martial arts? Was it your father or a mentor?
Your persistence would be admirable in any other situation. You really want to know my past, don't you?
Please.
Have you heard the rhyme of the ancient mariner? The song or the poem? That's basically my backstory. With the albatross? Iron Maiden? No. What about Whiskey Lullaby or Space Oddity? Cats in the Cradle? May sound odd, but they're all painfully close.
Oh, you're so boring.
You know you have stuff to do, right? You should be inspecting the turbines to check if any have foreign material in them. A lot of this place is concrete. Concrete is super porous, hides all sort of debris. Dust, metal shavings, flakes of rust, sand, dead skin cells. They all build up.
Yet more work, doing almost nothing.
Station manager, I've sent a picture to your watch. Tell me, is this royal blue or sapphire blue?
What? Can't you compare a database or something? Can't you calculate it?
I did, and it's exactly halfway between the two.
Then what does it matter?
It matters because I want one and not the other.
Then change it to the one you want.
Yes, but I like this colour. But if it's not the colour I want, then I don't want it.
You don't make any sense sometimes. Just flip a coin. That's the colour it is.
Okay. Also, I chased up details of the storage unit. I found a reference to it. Paper files you scanned last year. There was a reference to meat.
Amazing! Almost enough to make me believe in karma. Where is it?
That is a slight problem. It's on the extreme side of the facility. Would take almost a day to walk to it.
Right. Okay. Ellis?
Station manager.
Could you manufacture me a bicycle?
Of course. It will take a bit longer, since the official manufacturing room became CAD-1592's cell.
You're going to cycle for hours on the chance that some frozen meat is edible.
Pretty much. That or practice identifying bombs.
What kind of person has bomb disposal for a hobby?
A person worth knowing.
Yeah? Then let me?
So I'm supposed to open up to you, spill my life story out on a plate for you with nothing in return. I hardly call that fair. Tell you what, if you open up first, then I'll reciprocate.
Okay, fair is fair. What do you want?
I don't want anything. I'm happy to go on not knowing anything meaningful about you. Just give as big as you want in return.
Fine. I want a bond. I want to know something meaningful, so that's what I'll give. I've only been in one relationship in my life. It lasted 3 years and it ended poorly. Stuff changed. We were moving at different speeds and I felt trapped. I knew it wasn't working out, but I didn't know how to end it, so I sort of didn't. I just left. I ghosted her, upped and left without a trace. No note, nothing. I think about it a lot, regret it a lot, but I don't know how I'd have done things differently. It was all too much, like I was suffocating, so yeah, that's something about me. Now it's your turn.
Wow, okay, I didn't expect you to actually do it.
Well, I did. Go on, tell me about yourself.
Afraid not.
But you said...
I lied.
You can't do that.
I really can.
But I opened up to you.
And kudos on that. Took a lot of guts. Misplaced, admittedly, but guts nevertheless.
I got you. It was a song by the Beatles called Ghosting. I didn't reveal anything about myself at all. I got you at your own game.
Sure you did. We can pretend that, if you want.
Shut up. I'm going elsewhere.
Should have gone with yesterday, if you were going to go with the Beatles song, rather than making one up. It sort of fit.
Shut up.
This is it?
Unless the files were wrong, should be. The doors had metal plating put over it. Either it was forgotten, or deliberately sealed.
Maybe they wanted to keep the meat for themselves. Good job I brought a plasma cutter with me.
Ellis, can you see this?
Could you angle your watch better for me to see?
What am I looking at?
Ah, they are indeed refrigeration stations, or rather cryogenic pods. They contain...
people. Yeah. I see that. Are they alive?
Not from the looks of it. I can see multiple lacerations and obvious blunt force trauma.
Who were they?
From what I can gather, most likely the people who built the facility.
Isn't that the way?
You still going to eat them? I mean, they are meat. The files didn't lie.
No. No, I think not.
Meatless Monday.
Meatless Monday.
Ellis, what are all the ants up to in here?
They're in the middle of...
Do you believe Viola, by the way? Honestly, she's the worst. I just want to get to know her better.
Why do you think you need to know Viola's backstory?
What? I just want to be closer with the person I'm going to be working with for the next 6 months, whose hands may hold my life, and anyway, is it wrong to want to be friendly?
Nothing wrong, I imagine. However, would learning isolated details from her past really mean that you'd know her?
Yeah, that's how you learn stuff about people. Hey, is this a model village?
Of course. I've been working on it for the last few days. Excuse the crudity. It's an early draft.
No, it's cool. Looks amazing. I used to make model ships. There's something really satisfying about making and painting models. Those people are very well done, by the way.
Thanks. I 3D printed most of the parts. And the ANTs filed them down and painted them for me. The village is made to a 1-to-12 ratio.
Is it based off a real village?
All art comes from our experience of reality to some degree.
Are those people playing croquet?
Yes. The section I am most proud of is that the model village has a model of the model village inside of it. And that model has a model of the model of the model.
Model inception, huh?
I also collect Necrons and Tyranids.
I'm afraid I'm unfamiliar.
That's all right. This is probably my most heavily designed model to date, though. If you had a microscope, you could see that the newspaper boy's papers have Richard Nixon's election on them, and the fish tanks have moving fish. Everything from the vinyl records in houses to the prices on the Hotspud street seller's van are accurate.
Fantastic! But how come you're allowed to do stuff like this?
Oh, a 1/12 of my processing power is allocated to therapeutic activities such as this. The idea being that it'll keep me efficient for longer.
Therapeutic activities, huh?
Now comes my favourite part.
Are there lights to be turned on?
Something like that.
Burn! Burn!
Oh!
If you want, for the next one, you could put on an animal onesie and pretend to be a kaiju. Officer Cullen did that.
I'm good. No meat, then?
No meat.
You got anything to share?
No.
I can't believe you let me share personal details and didn't share any in return.
Hey, I've been showing you who I am all week. It's not my fault you haven't been paying attention.
Yeah? Well, why don't you take a seat and partake in Meatless Monday?
Maybe I will.
Oof. Oh, what happened? Did someone remove the screws from your chair? Good job you're prepared for any situation, huh? Huh?
Touché. Well played. Standing is healthier anyway. Can you pass the salt, or too busy bottling it all up inside? Thanks. Hey, Alice, I think I found the singular titular mushroom of this mushroom soup.
Ha ha.
You burned your model village down yet?
I did. I'm afraid you missed it.
That's all right. I'll catch the next one. Oh yes, Seth, I got you something. It's a headset. You'll be needing one.
How's the new kidney treating you, Science Officer Seth?
It's doing well. I don't know. It works.
Oh yeah, I was thinking we could have a funeral sometime tomorrow for the bodies I found today.
What? What bodies?
Oh, I found some stored in an old chamber off of one of the ventilation shafts. Tartarus Episode 4, The Boxer, was written by Kitto Madrill, produced and directed by Janet Lala Hamblin. In order of appearance, the narrator was voiced by Ollie Jupiter Gibb, Bree Lake by Millie Hall, Viola by Janet Lala Hamblin, Ellis by Ara Collins, Ants and VHS presenter by Arthur Greenhalgh. Original music by Russ Evans, with original sounds and editing by Janet Lala Hamblin. Logo by Sky Blue Scott Moon, and promotional artwork by Marco Drago, Bree Madrill Mander, and Richard Jeffers. Additional sounds and music from Zapsplat.com and SoundJ.com. Thank you for listening. This is episode 4 of 4 to be released in 2021.